Ron Carpenter is my guest today, and we're going to be talking about his new book, The Necessity of an Enemy. Ron and his wife, Hope, also founded Redemption World Outreach Center in South Carolina, which is now approaching nearly 20,000 in membership. Ron, it's good to talk to you.
Great to be talking to you, and I'm pleased to be able to have this opportunity to talk about some of the things that God has shown me in my life and maybe can help put a perspective on why many of our battles come the way they do.
Why does God need to bring an enemy into a person's life?
Well, as I study the Word of God, it's very clear to me that every person is born with purpose. The Bible talks about being foreknown, talks about being predestined, called, justified, glorified. All this is in Romans chapter 8, and God speaks to it all in past tense. So I know that God allowed me to enter this world with a strategic plan that I don't necessarily determine, but I do have to discover. And as people walk through their life and their journey with God, and they chase their dreams and they chase the promises that they feel like God has given them, sometimes we have a hard time understanding our struggles and our adversity. The necessity of an enemy is basically trying to help you understand why these struggles come into place and not how they are put there to harm you, but how these enemies actually benefit you in your journey. So I really believe if I can help people understand the enemies, the adversities of their life, help them put them in perspective, they'll understand that really an enemy is a very key element of promotion.
What are some examples of enemies God will use?
Well, also in the book, I talk about the fact that there are external and there are internal enemies. Many times the Bible says that our light and momentary afflictions are working for us a far greater weight of glory. That word working means like God actually puts them on payroll. God actually hires them. So the afflictions of life, it could be anything. It could be turmoil that comes in a house through a child. It could be the fact that you got laid off. It could be a sudden life change or life experience. It could be the unexpected. It could be people that are arrayed against you. It could be working for a boss that for no particular reason doesn't like you, and you have to work under that kind of scrutiny on a daily basis. I take real life situations and help people understand that in every one of these real life situations, this is a light affliction that God has put to work for you. The Bible also says that God works all things out for the good of those that love Him and are called according to His purpose. It doesn't matter if it's a good thing, it's working for good. If it's a bad thing, it's working for good. So God has His hand in the negative and the positive experiences of my life, and whether they be negative or positive, they're both going to end up working for me and giving God glory.
Ron, can you describe a situation in the Bible where God used an enemy to promote someone?
Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes 3, he made it clear that life was guided by seasons. Our life is not guided in God when it like a calendar. It's not guided by calendar years and minutes and days and weeks. It's guided by seasons. And another season cannot be entered into until one season before it has been completed and everything that God wanted to happen in that season has been completed. And as I begin to study the major characters of the Bible that God used mightily, it always seems like God took an enemy to take them from obscurity to notoriety. Moses was a very obscure figure working as a sheep herder on the backside of nowhere for 40 years. And then all of a sudden God brought a Pharaoh into his life and purposely hardened Pharaoh's heart to bring Moses to a place of great leadership and greatness. We also know that David was pretty much delivering cheese or some type of food to his brothers who was in battle. He was an obscure 12-year-old figure, and we would know nothing about David, and we would not be preaching about him in pulpits and studying his life if it were not for a Goliath. So just two examples right there how a Pharaoh and a Goliath took two people from basically obscurity to notoriety just for the fact they had an enemy. You're not known in life for just having successes. You're known in life for the enemies that you were able to conquer. And success in life is not being able to go through it without having a fight. It's being able to win your fight and then take the spoils of battle that come with that victory.
Now, finally, list an example for me from your own life when God used an enemy to bring about needed change.
I often tell people, and I try to do it comically, but when you're walking through it, it's not really that funny. But when you look back on it, God gives you the grace to laugh. But my journey in ministry for 23 years, I don't have one of those stories where, you know, I just opened up a church and in 6 months I had 1,000 people, or, you know, somebody came up, a very wealthy man, and gave us 40 acres of land. I had no story like that. We have had many successes that God has blessed us with and given us with, and we thank Him for it. But all of them have come through a fight. All of them have come through a battle and a struggle. Every piece of land we have bought came through struggle. Every time we've worked with any banking institution, I was turned down 18 times before I ever had one tell me they would help me. I had inner battles. In our book, I also talk about the internal enemies. Those are the issues that you bring out of childhood. Those are the issues that you bring out of family, generational things that the whole family deals with. And as you can track these issues in your life and overcome them one by one and take the external enemies that pop up and resist you, every one of them work for you and give you a greater weight of glory. And I have seen personal enemies. In every single breakthrough, there was a giant that I had to personally kill to get to that next place God wanted me to get to. God tends to have great promises locked up behind a combination, and life is a series of trying to turn that combination and find the correct code to finally unlock what's behind that safe. Remember, anything that is precious is locked up behind a very secure vault. If it's not very precious, we don't secure it very well. And there are very precious things that the enemy did not want you to have. And if you can walk through life and figure out that combination, those treasures of life will be opened up to you.
Ron Carpenter is the author of The Necessity of an Enemy. Ron, it's been a real pleasure talking to you today.